我们一起来预备心，同心默祷。
Let's prepare our hearts in a silent prayer.
阿门。哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续安息圣日下午的聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue with our Sabbath afternoon service.
我们会众请一起起立来唱诗140首。
Let the congregation please rise and sing hymn 140.
我们再一次一起来祷告，求神继续带领祝福我们下午的聚会。
Once again, kneel down and pray and ask God to guide our afternoon service.
也教导我们怎么样来面对一个充满压力的世代。
Also to teach us how we can face and handle this difficult place of stress.
能够化这个压力成为我们成功的助力。
So that the stress can evolve into our strength fold.
我们现在就一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们下午继续跟我们弟兄姐妹来分享有关在圣经里头怎么教导我们来面对来活用我们所面对的压力。
So this afternoon we will continue to share with everyone how the Bible teaches us how we can face and how we can utilize our energy toward the strength, the stress that we face.
每一个人都有情绪低落的时候。
All of us have times when we are down.
也就是任何人都有所谓的烦恼忧愁。
And anyone can also have grief or worries.
因为人人都有不同的压力。
Because all of us have different types and kinds of stress.
每个人生的阶段有每个阶段不同的压力。
In every different stage in our life, we face different stages of pressure.
那过去的这个几周如果我们有注意这个台湾的报纸我们就知道在这个捷运的列车上有一个大学生没有办法承受生活的压力而随机杀了人。
So in the few weeks past, if we follow the news, we will also learn that there was a student, a college student, who went off on a rampage in the Taiwan metro system.
那无独有偶的在我们美国我们加州这个圣塔芭芭拉学校同样也有一个大学生也是面对这个压力没办法处理也是杀了人。
And likewise, in California, in the University of Santa Barbara, there was also a student who couldn't deal with his stress and went off and killed people.
当然这个两个 case 的这个原因都很多我们在这边也没有办法就把它讲清楚。
And of course, there are different reasons as to why these two cases occurred, and we will not be able to analyze each case in detail here.
那我们也没有那个要消遣这两个这两个两位这个凶手的意思。
And we also have no intention of mocking these two murderers.
因为两个这个事件包含这个凶手本身也都是受害者。
Because within these two cases, these murderers themselves are also the victims.
但是我们唯一可以知道的就是压力造成这两个事件的发生。
But one thing we do know is that stress was the cause of these two incidences.
那谈到压力每个人都会有压力。
So speaking of stress, all of us will have stress.
有人问说就传道你们会不会有压力
And some might ask, Pastor, do you also have stress?
你们这个是铁饭碗只要不要犯罪永远都能够当传道。
Because for you, as long as you do not sin, you can forever be a pastor.
这个是最好的工作
It's the best job.
那会不会有压力铁饭碗怎么会有压力
Do you have stress if you know that your income is stable?
其实传道你也有压力。
But actually, the pastors also have stress.
这个上次小弟到温哥华教会协助灵恩会。
A while ago, I was in Vancouver assisting with their spiritual convocation.
那现在注目的传道，这个谢宏俊传道是小弟在神学院同一期的同学。
And the resident pastor, Pastor Shea, is a student with me when I was in the seminary.
那个同学在一起当然很高兴。
And of course, as a classmate, when we're together, we are happy.
那谢传道看到我的第一句话。
And when Pastor Shea saw me, his first words were,
同学啊，这一次我们没有人要洗礼啊。
Dear classmates, we have nobody getting baptized this time.
那因为就解释一大堆了。And
then he goes on to his explanations.
我说同学呀，不用解释了。And
I said to him, classmates, you do not need to explain.
这个不要成为我们的压力哦。Don't
let this be our stress.
小弟就想起以前在台湾在永和教会。 的时候，and
so I thought of the time when I was in Taiwan in Yonghe Church.
有一个教会的这个负责人的太太，她替她先生叫委屈。And
there was a spouse of one of the council members that felt unbalanced for the husband.
替她先生叫不平，felt
that it was unfair.
有人把这个灵恩会没有人得圣灵，没有人洗礼，通通推给这个教会，说是这个一定是这个职务会大家不同心。Because
for the spiritual convocation, there was no one baptizing and no one received the Holy Spirit, so they put the blame on the council members.
不然就是职务会缺少领导的能力。
They felt that the leader, there was a lack of leadership in the council members or that they did not work in one accord.
不然就是这个职务会没有用心带领。
Or that they did not put their hearts and minds into guiding the church.
让这些负责人大家是倍感压力。
So all of them had to deal with pressure.
所以不但是传道会有压力，在教会服事的 这个长职啦，负责人啦，也都会有压力。
So not only does the pastors deal with stress, but also the ones that are serving in the church, the board members, the council members, the elders and the deacons, they all face stress.
就连这个R1宗教教育的老师也会有压力。
Even the religious education teachers, they also have pressure.
这个经常，我有一次有一个宗教教育的老师，也叫委屈。
And once there was also a teacher who felt unfair.
他说这个学生参加学生联恩会考试成绩不好，结果大家都怪宗教教会的老师。She
said that because the students went to their student spiritual convocation and did not have good grades in their tests, so they blamed it on the teachers.
那这位老师说，我一个礼拜才跟这个学生才接触上那个两个小时的课。
And the teacher said, I only have this time with the student once a week for 2 hours.
更何况说，这个学生有时候也不一定每个礼拜都来。And
nonetheless, never to even say, the student doesn't even show up sometimes for class.
更不要谈说，有时候家长也没有配合，交代这个学生回去做的功课也没有写。
Not to mention that the parents do not participate in upbringing where they do not even let them finish their homework. Sometimes they don't do homework.
有时候稍微要求一下学生，家长还会抗议，你不要给我孩子那么大的压力。
And sometimes if we have some requests for the students, the parents will say, don't put any stress on my child.
你是不是专门找我孩子麻烦呢？
Are you trying to pick on my child.
所以这个老师也是压力很大。So
the teachers also have to deal with a lot of pressure.
人生充满着各种压力，各种行业有各种行业的苦。So
our lives are filled with different kinds of stress, different jobs gives us different stress levels.
那有人在这个压力不堪负荷之下，就走了这个做出的糊涂的事情，伤害人，甚至伤害自己。
And some people, because under stress, they might walk the path of unknowingly harming another person, even harming themselves.
有一个学生受不了升学的压力，后来选择跳楼了。There
is a student who could not bear the pressure of his studies. He ended up committing suicide, jumping off a building.
在他的遗书上面留下这么一句话。And
on his will, he left this phrase.
他说最软弱的果实啊。 是最先掉落在地上的。That
the weakest fruit is the one that falls onto the ground first.
所以意志不坚定的人也是提早步入死亡。
So those who do not have a strong will will also fall into death earlier.
不可否认，压力是一种是一种考验。
So it is true that stress is a test.
但是如果我们能够通过压力的考验
，But if we can endure and pass this test,
那将会让我们人生更加的成熟。
Then it will allow us to be more mature in our lives.
今天信仰在这个面对压力上也是要来帮助我们。
And today in our faith, when we deal with pressure, it is also to help us.
它不是帮助我们逃避压力。
It is not for us to escape.
而是帮助我们去克服压力。
It is for us to handle it.
甚至让我们能够运用这个压力来产生正面跟积极的果效。
For us to use the stress so that we can come and come up with a positive result.
那到底我们要怎么样来 deal 我们这个压力？
So how do we deal with our stress?
第一个其实压力也是我们成功的一个动力。
The first is that the stress is actually a motivation for our success.
如同这个水能载舟也能覆舟，同样压力它能够成为阻力。也能够成为助力。
Just as the water can go with the current and against the current, the stress can become an aid as against an opposing force.
它能够夺去人的这个意志，但同样它也可以激发人，能够创造光明的前途。
It can take away a person's consciousness, but it can also trigger somebody's thinking into producing something brilliant.
关键就在于我们怎么样去面对。
And the key point is in how we handle and face this stress.
有人曾经这么说
Someone has once said,
人生的道路不会永远都是绿灯的。
A person's journey and path will not always be green lights.
那如果我们不能为这个红灯这个来感叹来悲伤。
And if we cannot feel sad for the red lights,
反而把它看作是我们休息喘口气的机会。
But we view it as a break for us to take a moment to take a breath.
那我们必然能够活得更充实，能够活得更愉快的。
Then we will be able to live a happier and more fulfilling life.
所以人只要能够运用的合宜让我们的情绪能够产生正面跟积极的这个果效。
So if we can use it in a positive way so that when we face the stress, we can use it toward a different point of view.
有时候这个低落的情绪也好像我们人生的一面镜子一样。
Because sometimes when we are emotionally down, it is as if we're looking at a mirror.
它能够让我们明白照出我们的问题来。
Because it can reflect to us the problems that we have.
反映出我们的个性来。
It will reflect our characters.
如果我们能够面对这样的一个情况。
If we can face this type of situation.
来调整我们跟人以及跟神的关系。
And adjust our relationship with humans and with God.
进一步来拟定出这个对策来。
And furthermore, we will be able to analyze the situation.
就能够让我们的压力转变成为动力。
Then we can actually turn our pressure into a type of motivation.
那危机就变成转机了。
And so something that is negative becomes a positive thing.
让我们这个低潮成为另外一个高潮的起点。
So that our lowest point becomes the highest point of another stage.
那我们就会越来越成功。
So then we will further on become successful.
越来越进步。
And we will further improve.
所以有时候压力反而是我们成功的动力。
So actually stress can actually become the movement of our success.
有一次在一篇这个报纸上的文章。
Once in a news article,
这个看写的是有一个青年他现在已经是一个很有名的专业医师。
It talks about a young youth who is now currently a very famous physician.
那他在回忆在20年前的他刚刚从这个军队退役下来。
So he was thinking back to the time about 20 years ago when he just got out of the military.
哦，那他本身哦只有高中毕业的学历。
And his education background was only that of a high school graduate.
哦，所以他就找了一个哈、哦、这个搬运哈、哦、一个书局呀、啊、哈、哦、送这个、哦、搬运这个书籍哈、哦、的这个工作。
So he found a job of delivering books in a bookstore.
哦，那有一次啊，他哦送一批书哦，哦为数不少哦啊到一个大学去。
And this one time, he took a lot of books to a university.
哦，正当啊把那一大堆书啊要搬到电梯里面哦啊，因为哦。这个书要送到五楼的办公室。
And as he was entering the elevator to take these books to the fifth floor of the office.
哦，那这个那栋大楼的这个管理哈、哦、管理员呢，却走过来，哦，不准他搭乘电梯。
The security guard of the building came and denied him access to the elevator.
哦，理由不是说啊，这个电梯哈、哦、不是。运货的哈是载人的，不是这个理由。
And the reason he gave was not that because the elevator was not a cargo elevator.
哦，理由是你不是哦，你不是教授。
And the reason he gave was because you're not a professor.
哦，那你也不是我们学校的学生。
And you're also not a student of our school.
所以你不可以搭电梯。
So you cannot take the elevator.
哦，任凭这一个哈、哦，这个青年哈、哦。跟他怎么解释哦？对方就是不让他搭电梯的。
And regardless of how this youth explained to the security guard, he was refused access.
哦，那甚至啊，哦，就啊，讲了一些情绪的话来羞辱这一个年轻人。
And even the guard said some words to mock this young person.
哦，那这个年轻人呢、啊，哦，本来啊想要跟对方哦。这个理论呢，后来啊，他吞忍了下来。
And initially, the youth wanted to debate his point, but then he swallowed it.
哦，他打个电话回到这个公司去，告诉原因之后。
He made a call to his office, telling them the reason.
哦，他回到公司啊，也递出了辞呈啊。
He also at the same time gave his resignation letter.
哦。递出辞呈干什么
？Why did he resign？
他回去读书。
Because he wanted to go back to study.
哦，他认为今天的这个事情，哦，激发起哦，他想要继续升学啊的一个意愿。
Because of this incident that occurred today, he felt that it triggered him into wanting to improve his studies.
哦，啊，结果他一路啊念到医学院毕业，哦，甚至当了一个专科的医生，好、哦、吧。到国外来深造。
So because of this, he went through all the way through college, even up to the point where he made his doctoral degree.
所以当他回想二十年前的这件事情啊。
So thinking back to this incident that happened 20 years ago.
哦，他觉得自己很幸运哦，在当时啊，哦，没有因为这个哦，这个羞辱的压力啊。而自暴自弃，自我放逐。
He actually felt that he was lucky that he did not give up because of the incident that he had dealt with.
哦，反而啊，把它化成是正面的动力、啊。
It actually became a trigger for his motivation to succeed.
哦，让他能够拥有二十年后的成功。
So that he can have the success that is seen 20 years later.
啊、哦，所以压力哦，也是我们成功的一个动力。
So the stress can also become a motivation for our success.
哦，就看我们是怎么去面对，怎么去处理。
It just depends on how we can handle and how we deal with it.
哦，那再来，压力除了是我们成功的动力，它并且也是我们成功的一个信号。
So aside from it being a motivation, it can also become a signal for our success.
哦，在圣经里头的保罗，他一生当中啊，哦，他面对的压力之大，哦。是我们没有办法想象的。
In the Bible, when it talks about Paul, the pressure that he dealt with in his life is something we cannot imagine.
来看这个提摩太后书的十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy, chapter 11.
提摩太后书十一章。
2 Timothy, chapter
十一章，我们来看二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
十一章二十三节，提摩太后书十一章二十三节，他们是基督徒啊，基督的仆人吗？啊，我说句狂话，我更是，我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打啊，是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。二十四节。
24。
被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十，减去一下。25。
25。
被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇着船坏三次，一昼一夜啊，在深海里。哦，26节。
提摩太还是？
啊，哥林多后书哈。
Second Corinthians。
我讲提摩太一下。Yeah.
Second Corinthians. Sorry. I can't read, so sorry.
好，哥林多后书哈。奇怪，怎么大家翻不到哦？也是人年纪大了也会这样啦哦。不过这也有好处哦，这个也这种哦，也把很多事情给忘掉也不错啦哦。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
好，十一章哈，十一章二十三到二十七节哦。
23-27.
我们好继续。26节说，又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险、盗贼的危险、与同族人的危险、外邦人的危险、城里的危险、旷野的危险、海中的危险、假弟兄的危险。27。受劳碌受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。在这里我们看到这保罗在工作上的情况。
So here we see the situation as of Paul when he was working.
可以说是比世界上任何的工作都来得艰苦。
You can see that it is more laborsome than any jobs that you can find in the world.
都来的这个压力来得大。
It has greater pressure than any other job.
那不但是这个外在的工作环境艰苦有压力。
Not only was the environment bitter.
在内在的心境上也是充满着压力。
But within his heart, he was filled with pressure.
我们继续看28节。
Read on to verse 28.
28-30.
28-30.
说除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。29。
29。
有谁软弱我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒我不焦急呢？30。
30。
我若必须自夸，就夸那关乎我软弱的事变了。我们看到保罗不但是在他这个外在的工作上有压力，在他内在的这个心境上也承受很大的压力。
So we see that not only was he stressed on the outwardly, but within his inwardly, he was also stressed.
但是我们没有看到保罗因为这么大的压力就随机杀人或者是自暴自弃。
But we didn't see that because of the stress, he would go off on a rampage and kill people.
他反而能够善于运用这样的压力来得胜这个压力。
But he actually can overcome the stress by using it in a different way.
那到底用什么方法？
So what was the method he used?
我们看十二章。
Let's refer to chapter 12.
十二章的九节十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
九节说他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。十节。
10。
我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。这个就是保罗他能够胜过压力的原因。
So this is the reason why he was able to overcome his stress.
因为他的信仰帮助他。
Because his faith strengthened him.
让他懂得倚靠神。
It allowed him to rely on God.
所以当他在软弱、在压力大的时候这个压力就反倒成为他成功的助力。
So when he is weak and when the pressure is great, it becomes a strength for him.
让他知道他的不足在哪里，他的缺陷在哪边。
Because it allows him to see where he is weak.
让他能够重新调整自己， 来出发。
How he can adjust himself.
哦，这个就是保罗他成功的原因。
This is the reason of Paul's success.
哦，在旧约里头也有一个很伟大的先知，也曾经啊，哦，被压力所困扰。
In the Old Testament, there is also a very famous prophet who was tackled with stress.
哦，甚至到了最后他不想活了。
Even at the end, he did not want to live anymore.
哦，就是这个以利亚先知。
And that is prophet Elijah.
哦，雅各书啊，说这个以利亚先知是跟我们同样性情的人。
And it says in the book of James that prophet Elijah is someone of the same nature as us.
哦，但是他却能够哦啊大有能力啊。
But he is filled with power.
能够充满着神给他的信息。
And he is able to give out the message given by God.
哦，那以利亚在他低潮的时候。
When Elijah was at his lowest point.
我们也可以看出哦，他跟我们也没什么两样哎。
We can see that he was not different from us.
哦，在面对压力之下。
When he was under stress.
哦，他甚至啊，哦，向神来求死不干呢。
He even asked the Lord to let him die.
哦，那后来呀，哦，神帮助他克服了他哦当时的这个焦躁不安以及低潮。
But the Lord allowed him to suppress this and to be able to succeed later on.
让他看清楚自己的盲点。
To look and to see where he is at lacking.
只剩下我一个人。
To see that he was left alone by himself.
哦，这个就是以利亚，哦，他啊，在面对压力之下，造成他压力的原因呢。
And that was the reason why under pressure it caused the stress.
哦，所以压力啊，哦，压力也好，低潮也好，哦，当然它会带给我们痛苦。
Of course, whether you are depressed or if you are stressed, it brings a lot of sorrows.
哦，但是这个痛苦啊，往往也是一种信号。
But a lot of the times, the sorrow is also a signal.
哦，告诉我们危险的存在。
It's telling us where danger exists.
哦，让我们能够提高警觉。
So that we can be more vigilant.
哦，懂得采取一些预防的措施。
So that we can know how to prevent.
哦，帮助我们能够趋吉避凶。
And to able to take steps and measures to prevent this.
哦，如果说啊，一个人哦，他不感到饥饿。
So if a person does not feel any hunger or thirst,
哦，那他就会忽略营养的摄取。
Then that person will lose out on nutrition.
哦，当然他就容易生病。
And of course that person will get sick.
哦，啊，就好像说啊，这个火烧到我们的这个身体会觉得痛。
Just as when the fire touches our body, we feel pain.
哦，那我们就会逃避啊。
And we will run away.
哦，免得被烧死。
So that we are not burnt to death.
那天气转凉的时候，我们会感到寒冷。
Just when the weather changes to colder, we feel the coldness.
哦，我们就赶快会添加衣物。
Then we will add garments onto our body.
哦，免得受寒生病。
So that we will not catch a cold.
哦，那如果我们有这个病痛的时候。
When we are ill.
哦，我们就会啊，要吃药了。
We will know to take medication.
哦，很多时候的医生要我们吃了这长期的药哦，通常我们会忘记啊，什么时候才记得？又开始不舒服的时候才记得。
Sometimes when we are prescribed medication from the doctors, we forget to take them until we feel the pain coming back.
啊，所以或许有人会想说，如果这个世界上没有痛苦，哎。
So some might think, what if it would be if the world did not have pain?
哦，那这个世界不就很完美吗
？And wouldn't the world be perfect?
哦，但是我们想想看哦。
But when we think about it,
那个我们曾经学习到说主耶稣医治这个麻风病的人。
We once learned that Jesus healed a leprosy.
啊，那个麻风病哈，为什么会啊这个哦肢体会烂掉啊
？Why would this person with leprosy have his body decay？
哦，因为这个麻风病是一种哦这个神经系统的毛病。
Because leprosy comes from the nerves, a problem with the nerve.
它会让人的这个哦这个神经失去知觉。
Because the nerve loses its effect and feeling.
哦，所以这被火烧也好，被开水烫也好啊，它不没有感觉。
So even being burnt or being burnt by boiling water, there's no feeling.
哦，所以就哦细菌感染啊，最后就组织坏死啊，就要切除。
So then it becomes infected, and then it has to be amputated.
哦，所以啊，我们会感觉到痛，感觉到不舒服。
So we can feel discomfort and pain.
哦，这个就是身体啊，向我们发出的信号。
These are signals that are given from our body.
哦，警告我们要保护自己，要采取措施。
Reminding us to take care of ourselves.
哦，所以同样的，哦，这个压力啊，也是一种信号。
So likewise, the stress is also a signal.
哦，所以有一个基督徒啊，我们应该懂得怎么样哦，让这个压力有它的意义。
So as a Christian, we should learn how the stress can give us a meaning.
哦，能够产生它的价值。
So that it actually produces value to us.
那这样我们就不会平白受苦啊。
So then we will not suffer in vain.
哦，在这个啊，这个压力所带来的这个哈啊，这个痛苦的信号当中啊，哦，让我们呢 能够懂得哦去避免它，懂得。哦，怎么样去处理它
？So that as we see these signals from our stress, we know how to prevent and how to avoid different situations.
那第三个哦
，The third，
哎，压力啊，它有时候也是我们成熟的一个机会。
The stress can also become an opportunity for us to mature.
哦，压力要我们去面对问题。
The stress wants us to handle and deal with problems.
哦，你不要去面对问题，当然就不会有压力。
If you do not face and deal with your problems, then there is no stress.
哦，那你要面对问题，就必须哦有压力领导。
But if you need to deal with your problems, then you have burden and pressure.
刚刚我们谈到以利亚先知。
Earlier we mentioned Prophet Elijah.
哦，他低潮到甚至啊想要求死。
He came to the point of lowliness where he wanted death.
哦，神就问他，你在这里做什么
？So God asked him, "What are you doing here?"
我想想看，神怎么会不晓得他在山洞里面躲在山洞做什么
？If you think about it, how could God not know that he is hiding in a cave?
神当然知道啊。
Of course, God knows.
哦，那神为什么要这么问他
？So why did God ask him that question?
神要以利亚自己去想一想。
God wanted Elijah to think for himself.
我为什么会跑来这里
？Why did I run here?
哦，今天我怎么会到这样的一个地步啊
？Why did I end up in this situation?
哦，神当时啊，哦，一路栽培他。
The Lord abided with him the whole entire journey.
哦，在这个基利西旁也好，在撒勒法寡妇家也好。
Whether it be at the Kereth Ravine or at the widow of Zarephath.
哦，最后啊，在这个加密山上哈，哦，让他得到成功荣耀。
And later on, he receives success.
哦，他是神特别预备要。来复兴北边这个以色列国的重要工人呢。
He was a very important worker of God, put there to handle the dealings of the northern kingdom of the Israelites.
哦，那今天不但不在以色列国哦，甚至往南跑哦，跑到犹大国，还跑出犹大的南边的边界，一直往南，后来跑到这个哦这个西乃山了。
And he was not at the northern kingdom, but he ran south toward the kingdom of Judah, further down to the border, further down to Mount Sinai.
哦，所以神问他说：“你在这里干什么
？”So God asked him, "What are you doing here?"
你不是应该在北边的以色列国吗？在当我的先知吗
？Aren't you supposed to be a prophet in the northern kingdom?
哦，来替我传达神所要教导他百姓的话语。
Weren't you supposed to be preaching the message of the Lord to the people?
你今天怎么跑来这里了
？And then what are you doing here today?
哦，所以啊，神要以利亚先知哦，去面对他的问题。
So God wanted Prophet Elijah to face his problems.
啊，很多时候啊，知道问题啊，哦，就会让人拥有解决问题的办法。
Many times, because you know the problem, you know how to handle and solve the problem.
哦，那最可怕的就是人不愿意去面对问题。
What's most frightening is when a person refuses to face his problems.
哦，那当然了，也永远得不到解决问题的答案。
Then of course there is never going to be a solution for the problem.
哦，所以压力有时候逼得我们去面对问题。
So the pressure sometimes will force us to face our problems.
哦，那一个人的成熟也代表着这个人不逃避问题。勇于面对问题。
And a person's maturity will also be shown and reflected on the person's way of handling the situation and not running away.
哦，所以压力啊，也是我们成功的、成熟的一个机会哦。
So stress can also become a way for us to become successful.
哦，那再来，哦，在面对压力当中啊， 我们要小心我们的脾气，我们的情绪。
Of course, in the midst of dealing with our stress, we have to be aware and careful of our emotions and temper.
平常啊，很容易忍耐的事情。
Ordinarily, things that you can deal with calmly.
哦，一旦我们面对压力，哦，我们有的情绪啊。
Once your emotions are involved.
哦，可能啊，哦，就哦。一触即发、哦、就像炸药爆炸起来了。
You might be like a bomb that explodes.、
哦、在你周遭的、哦、小猫啦、小狗啦、哦、家里的人、啊、都要倒霉了。
Then the people around you, your family members, your little puppies and kittens are at risk.、
哦就像这个以利亚先知、哦
Just like Prophet Elijah.
在他情绪低落的时候，他向神说。
When he was emotionally weak, he said to the Lord.
哦，他这个啊，向神的告状哈、哦，话语当中啊，充满着哈、哦、他的怨天尤人。
When he complained to God, it was filled with complaints toward other people.
哦啊，只剩下我一个人了、啊。
He said, "I am the only one left."
哦，意思是说。都没有其他的工人了、哦、
which means there are no other workers.
哦，哎，这只剩下我以利亚一个人为神大发热心。
I am the only one Elijah that is left here to work for God.
哦，其他都没有了。
There is none other.
哦，所以我们看他啊，看到说以利亚哈、哦、在向神啊、哦、这个抱怨的时候，充满着哈、哦、啊对神对人的。这个不平啊，跟怨恨、啊。
So we can see when he was complaining to God, he was filled with this imbalance toward God and others.
哦，这也是一种自义、啊。
This is also a type of self-righteousness.
以及啊，对人的藐视。
Also a type of mockery on other people.
哎，所以哦，当我们面对压力，哦，我们有情绪的时候。
So when we have to deal with stress and when we also have emotions involved,
我们就要小心啊，要求神帮助我们。
Then we must be careful and ask God to help us.
好，因为我们如果不能控制情绪，我们会反过来被情绪所控制。
Because if we cannot control our emotions, then it will be reversed where it overtakes us.
好，一个被情绪控制的人。很容易就会失去人的理性。
When a person is controlled by their own emotions, then they lose their consciousness.
哦，不是毁灭别人，就是自我毁灭。
Not only do they terminate other people, but they also terminate themselves.
哦，当然，一个不懂得控制脾气，一个不会懂得啊情绪管理的人呐、啊，他怎么会是一个哦一个成熟的人呢
？A person who cannot handle and deal with their own emotions.It's not a person that is mature.
哦，所以啊，这个压力哦，啊，也会啊，也是我们成熟的一个机会，懂得管理哦，控制我们的情绪跟脾气。
So in order for us to learn how to manage our stress, it is also a way for us to become mature.
哦，那另外哦，在这个压力之下啊，也会啊，哦，让我们啊去寻找依靠。
Also, when we are under pressure, it allows us to seek for help.
哦，对基督徒来讲，哦，让我们更加懂得来信靠真神。
And as Christians, it allows us and enables us to know how to rely on God.
哦，压力往往哈、哦、会让人啊对我们周遭啊有所诉求。
A lot of the times, stress or pressure will allow us to ask and seek assistance from around us.
哦，希望啊。啊，找一个出路哦，希望啊有人来帮助。
To find a way out, to hope that somebody can come to our aid.
哦，但如果我们啊相信神的引导跟带领
，But if we all believe in the guidance of the Lord,
哦，我们就会相信神啊，哦，也会在我们目前的这个压力跟问题上哦，来给我们提供啊帮助。
Then we can also believe that the Lord will give us assistance in our current situation.
哦，让我们呢、啊。啊、能够在他的带领跟帮助之下、哦、来、啊、胜过这个压力。
So that under his guidance, we will be able to overcome this pressure.、
哦、我们经常说啊，四面楚歌，四面楚歌、啊、就是走投无路的意思啊，没有办法可想啊。
Sometimes we'll say that there is no opening to the end of the tunnel.
就好像说被人四边包围起来了。
As if we are surrounded on all four corners.
但是我们在这个时候却忘记了说上面还有一扇门神并没有把我们关起来。
But then at times like that, we forget that there is a door above us that God did not close that door.
我知道我们懂得倚靠神，那一扇门永远是打开的。
As long as we know how to rely on God, those doors above us will always be open.
刚刚我们谈到这个以利亚先知。
Earlier we mentioned Prophet Elijah.
当时他反复遇到这个四面包围，四面楚歌。
He was in a situation where he was forced on all four sides.
但是这个耶洗别再怎么样厉害也只能恐吓他而已。
But no matter how powerful Jezebel was, she can only threaten him.
因为整个历史的命运是在神的手中，而不是在耶洗别手里。
Because the fate of the entire history is in the hands of God and not in the hands of Jezebel.
所以一个信任神的人应该要刚强壮胆。
So a person who believes and have faith in the Lord will be strong.
信靠真神。
Will rely on the true God.
让我们能够在这个压力之下更加的成熟。
So that under pressure, we become more mature.
那再来
Furthermore.
在压力之下
Under pressure.
也是我们能够去服务服侍别人，设身处地跟为人着想的一个成熟的机会。
It is an opportunity for us to think for others and be considerate of others.
当神听完这个以利亚的抗议抱怨之后。
When the Lord finished listening to the complaints of Elijah.
神没有向他长篇大论的说教。
God did not give him a whole lecture.
而是叫他说好，那接下来你去做什么，做什么，做什么。
But he followed by saying, now you are going to do this or that instructions.
要他去服侍。
He commanded Elijah to serve.
所以以利亚是在服侍当中，服侍神的过程当中，他又重新得力了。
So Elijah regained his strength in the midst of serving others.
曾经有人问一个传道人
Once a person asked a pastor,
这个传道已经快要退休了。
And this pastor was at the age of retirement.
那有人就问说传道那你服侍神这么久都快要退休了。
So this person said, Pastor, you have served the Lord so many years and you're about to retire.
你会不会有这个压力、沮丧、灰心的时候
Do you have times when you are down, depressed, or have stress?
这个老传道说，当然也会有啊。
And the pastor responded, "Of course I do."
传道也是人啊。
Pastors are also humans.
除了工作上，传道也有自己的家庭啊。
Aside from the job, I also have my own family.
传道也会生病啊。
Pastors will also get sick.
所以传道跟所有的人，所有各行各业一样啊，都会有压力，都会沮丧。都会灰心。
So pastors is the same as other people with different other jobs. We all face stress and we get depressed.
那这个信徒就接着问说，那你怎么你怎么样去面对，又怎么样去处理啊？
So the member furthermore asked, how do you deal with it or how do you manage it?
这个传道说我用服侍来恢复我，来面对我的压力，来恢复我的这个。这个信心啊。
So the pastor responded that I use my service toward others as a way of regaining my strength.
比如说当我觉得有压力、沮丧、灰心，我就去发传单，医院去探访这个病人、慕道朋友。
He said, whenever I feel down or sad or stressed, I will go to the hospitals visit some sick.People with, and give them flyers.
当我看到那些可怜的人躺在床上受病痛的折磨。
And when I see those patients lying in their bed with illnesses.
我想到说我自己虽然年纪大了但是至少我还能够活动活动，自由自在。
Then I will think to myself that although I am advanced in age, but At least I am mobile and I can move around.
虽然我也有一些老毛病但是我仍然还活着。
And even though I may have some sicknesses that are minor, but I am still alive.
哦，那因着这样子啊，哦，是你就生出的感恩跟感谢。
And because of that, then I will have gratitude in my heart.
哦，而这个感恩跟感谢啊，更带领着他仰望在十字架上的耶稣基督。
And the gratitude and thanksgiving that he has also gives him hope towards the Jesus Christ that was on the cross.
哦，想到主耶稣在十字架上。哦、所付出的、哦、所承受的那些痛苦跟压力
It lets him think and be reminded of the burden and pain that the Jesus Christ endured on the cross、
哦、跟自己、啊哦、所面对的这个压力也好、啊哦、这个沮丧也好啦、哦来比起来真的是、啊自己怎么能够跟耶稣比、啊、
So when you compare your own stress or your own depression toward thatAs of、compared to Jesus, then it's incomparable.
哦，就这样子就走出了低潮了。
So in this way, he walks out of his low point.
哦，所以哦，很多时候服侍人、设身处地哦，为别人着想，也是我们哦，面对压力、胜过压力哦，让我们人生哦更成熟的方法。
So many times, using the way of serving others, it allows us to walk out of this stress and the depression.
哦，那最后一个、啊。
Lastly.
哦，在压力之下，哈、哦，这逼得我们不得不反省跟调整。
Under pressure, it forces us to reflect and to adjust.
哦，而这个反省跟调整，也会帮助我们，让我们的人生越来越成熟。
And to reflect and to make adjustments, it allows us to also grow more mature.
哦，一个。动不动就闹情绪的人
，a person who will throw tantrums，
哦，表示说他还不够成熟
，means they are not mature enough。
哦，一个看见别人比自己好就眼红就不舒服
，a person who views others better than themselves and feels jealous is、哦、unhappy。
他还不成熟
，then that person is not mature、
哦。一个、啊、被老板呢、啊、讲了两句啊，回家哈、啊、就迁怒妻儿。
If a person is rebuked by their boss, goes home and gets upset at the family members.
哦，受了一点点的委屈啊，就整天不快乐。
Or just feels a little bit of unfairness, is unhappy the entire day.
哦，这一切一切啊，幼稚的思想跟行动啊，哦，都是不成熟的表现。
This is all the behavior of somebody who is immature.
哦，也让自己处在这个压力跟情绪下面。
Let's allow yourself to live in this kind of stressful environment.
哦，所以如果我们不想当继续当一个这个不成熟的人呢
？So if we do not wish to continue to be a immature person,
那、哦、我们就要去反省、去调整。
Then we must reflect and adjust.
哦，而这个压力也好，这个情绪也好，就好像哦，我们在开车子。要通过这个平交道、哦、这个铁路的时候、啊、
And whether it be stress or burden, when we are, it's just as if we're crossing the railroad.、
哦、我们要停，要看，要听。
We must in our cars. We must stop. We must listen. We must look.、
哦、然后我们才继续的前进。
Then we continue on.、
哦、所以压力也好、哦，低潮的这个情绪啊。哦，也好哈、哦。
Whether it would be stress or emotionally down，、
哎、正是我们哈、哦、自我反省、自我调整，能够让我们人生、让我们这个性格更成熟的机会。
It is an opportunity for us to self-reflect, to allow us to adjust our temper to become more mature.
哦，所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So our beloved brothers and sisters，、
哦、人生有压力是有压力。
We all have pressure in our life, yes.
哦，我们每天都会面对不同的压力。
All of us deal with different kinds of stress every day.
哦，但是这个压力，哦，有时候哦，也能够成为我们成功的这个动力。
But this stress can also become a motivation for our success.
它像一个信号哦，告诉我们哦，这个成功啊。
It is like a beacon.Telling us how we can go into succeeding.
哦，那同时啊，它也是我们迈向人生更加成熟的一个好机会。
It is also a great opportunity for us to become a better person, a mature person.
哦，就端看我们怎么去面对，怎么去处理这个压力。
It all depends on how we deal and face and manage the stress.
哦，愿我们呢、啊、都懂得啊，依靠神啊、哦，来面对，来处理我们。 在日常生活上所遭遇的一切压力。
So we hope that all of us can rely on God to deal with all the different kinds of stress that we face.
让它成为一个正面的、积极的这个动力。
So that it becomes a positive movement for our force to move forward.
也让我们的人生能够更加的成熟。
To allow our lives to be fully matured.
我们下午就跟大家一起学习到这里。
So we will conclude this afternoon's sharing.
我们来唱诗142首。
Let's all sing hymn number 142.
我们现在再一次的献上我们的感谢祷告。
Now we will once again give up our thanksgiving prayer.
同时我们也祈求神继续来带领我们的生活。
At the same time, we ask that God guide our lives.
让我们在这个充满着多元多变多样以及压力的这个世代里头。
So that when we live in this ever-changing, precious life.
因着信仰的帮助让我们都拥有一个这个成功成熟的人生。
And through the help of our faith, we are able to live a mature, successful life.
那祷告的时候也。特别在为这个太平洋教会刘颂山弟兄他眼睛的手术求神来带领帮助。
And at the same time, when we pray, let's continue to pray for Brother Liu at Pacifica Church for his eyes.
那我们也为我们自己我们的生活、我们的家庭、工作来祷告。
Let's also pray for ourselves, for our families, for our jobs.
那也为我们下个礼拜晚上这个英文诗歌步道求神来带领。
To also ask God to help and guide our Hosanna event next week.
为我们知道一切需要带祷的弟兄姐妹跟朋友们来祷告。
To also pray for the brothers and sisters that we know who needs our intercession.
我们同样的要接受按手帮助祷告的弟兄姐妹要求圣灵要求帮助的都可以到前面来。
Likewise, if you wish to need the laying of hands, please come forward.
我们请这个两位执事来协助按手。
We also ask that our deacons assist us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.